He worked on some of the world's most iconic architectural projects during the last half century. The World Trade Center in New York, the Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, the Century City Shopping Plaza, and the Walt Disney Concert Hall were among his projects. Closer to home in the 1960s, he worked on the master plan for Westlake Village. Carlos Denis is considered one of the world's most important architectural illustrators, helping to bring ideas for projects to life so architects and clients could visualize them. Now, most of the massive archive of the late illustrator's work is part of the permanent collection at a UC Santa Barbara museum.
He would work for the architect. Usually. Sometimes a developer would hire Denis. In that process of conceptualizing the design, Denis certainly had a big role.
Jocelyn Gibbs is curator of the Architecture and Design Collection at UC Santa Barbara's Art, Design, and Architecture Museum.
His great skill was illustrating what it would look like with people and in the landscape and could put the client right on the street or right inside the building or right inside the shopping center. There are some of us who believe that he did have a hand in actually shaping, in some ways, the design.
While his projects included things like London's famed Canary Wharf and the Pasadena Art Museum, perhaps his most famous was the World Trade Center.
He did work for Yamasaki on the World Trade Center. There are lots of illustrations for that complex. In addition to doing renderings for the client, he would sometimes produce printed ephemera or brochures or books that would present the design. He did that for the World Trade Center.
Denis worked for nearly a half century, retiring in 1996. He moved to Santa Barbara in 1998 and died in 2001 at the age of 72. His family sold a few of his illustrations to museums and private collectors, but recently decided to donate the bulk of the works to UCSB.
They were convinced that the archive was a rich resource for researchers, which it certainly is, and donated the great bulk of the collection here. So Denis worked on, we believe, maybe 2,000 projects. The bulk of that work is here. It includes preliminary sketches, ink drawings, and then final presentation boards.
Gibbs says it's an important addition for a museum which has developed a big reputation for its architectural collection.
It's one of the most important architectural archives in North America, and it was founded by David Gebhardt, a professor here and a former director at the museum. About 5 years ago, we rebranded the museum and decided that because this is such an important part of the museum's collection, we would add architecture and design to the title. The archive's focus is the history of architecture and landscape architecture in Southern California.
The UCSB Museum is currently hosting a small exhibition featuring some of Denis's work.
I tried to give a sense of the process that the Denis Studio would go through in producing finished renderings for a project. So it begins with some little ink sketches for modernist houses that were published in House Beautiful. Then it includes some sketches for Welton Becket design, which was never built, for JFK Performing Arts Center. It includes a sketchy but lovely drawing for Frank Gehry's Walt Disney Concert Hall.
The exhibition runs through August 14th at UCSB's Art, Design, and Architecture Museum. It's open from noon to 5 p.m., Wednesdays through Sundays. Admission is free. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.